peace to our brothers and sisters. Today is the Sabbath day, and we come here to worship God together.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考，看啊，人的尽头来到了。
Now I would like to, in the name of Jesus Christ, study with you, behold, the end of all creature is here.
我们请大家翻开创世纪第六章。Let's
turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
创世纪六章十三节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 13.
神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。”
And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth."
那这是神当时候观察挪亚那个世代的人，他最后所做的结论。
This is the conclusion from God's observation of the generation of Noah.
在第十二节特别说，十一节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
Verse 11 especially mentioned that the earth was corrupt before God and it was filled with violence.
十二节，神观看世界，见是败坏的，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
Verse 12, God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
这里圣经特别强调，我们人在世上所做的一切呢，神其实都在观看的。
It emphasizes here that everything we do on earth is observed by God.
不但是我们所做的，连我们心里所想的，神其实都在看。Not
just what we do, but what we think as well are being observed by God.
神虽然坐在至高的宝座上，可是他似乎是有无穷的能力，可以看见每一个人心里所想的，地上所做的一切。Even
though God sits on the throne on high, He can see what we think on earth.
因为这位神是充满天地万物的神。
Because He fills this entire universe.
他有他的标准。
He has His standard.
按照他的标准看来，当时世代都败坏，人的行为都离开神的标准了。And
according to this standard, everyone was considered corrupted at the time.
所以这个观察之后，神对挪亚有这样的宣告。
After his observation, God proclaimed to Noah,
他说凡有血气的人，他们的尽头已经到我面前了。Saying,
the end of all flesh has come before me.
那这个所谓的尽头就是结局的意思。The
end refers to the ending or the conclusion of everything.
也就是说，所有的人，有血气的人，他们都到了终点了。What
he was trying to say is that the thing that had life had come to their end.
他们即将都要结束生命了。They
were to be terminated in their lives.
所以当尽头来到的时候，就是人没有时间了。And
what that means is that there is no more time.
没有时间悔改，也没有机会去行恶了。There
is no more time to repent or to do more evil.
所以也就是说，所有人的道路都终止。
In other words, the way of man has come to its end.
那通常神他宣告审判的时候，他都会这样说：“尽头来到了。”Usually,
when God proclaims judgment, He would say, "The end has come."
你看在这个上古的世代，就是挪亚那个时候，神是这样讲：人的尽头都一起来到。In
the ancient time of Noah, this is how God would say it, in that the end has come.
那在我们这个世代，我们也知道有一天所有人的结束的结局一起来到的。In
our generation, we also know that there shall come an end to everything.
我们现在来看启示录。Let's
refer to Revelation.
启示录第十章。Revelation
chapter 10.
我们之前在读创世纪之前，我们读完了启示录。Right
before we read Genesis, we read Revelation.
我们看第十章的第一节。
Let's refer to chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节说，我看见另外一位大力的天使从天降下，他披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
第二节，他手里拿着小书卷，是展开的，他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
Verse 2, he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land.
第三节，他大声喊，呼喊，好像狮子吼叫，啊，呼喊完了，就有七雷发声了。
3. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices.
第四节，七雷发声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说，七雷所说的，你要封上，不可以写出来。
4. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders utter and do not write them.
这一段圣经呢，他提到，使徒约翰在异象里面啊，看到另外一位大力的天使从天降下来。
This passage recorded how there was another mighty angel appeared in John's vision from heaven.
从他的描述，我们看出来这位天使是很特别的。
From his description, we can see that this angel was different.
那从整个启示录来看呢，这位大力的天使应该就是耶稣基督。
From the entire book, we can see that this mighty angel is the Lord Jesus.
那他说他手里拿着一个小书卷。
It says that on his hand, there is a little book.
他的打扮啊，他的那个姿态啊，是右脚踏海，左脚踏地的。
And
踏在天地之间的。
His feet were one on the sea and one on the land.
所以在整个这个我们的环境之上，他就是像一个王，在即将要去审判他所创造这个大地。
So just like a king, he's standing on the environment that he would judge upon.
第三节他说他的吼叫像狮子吼叫一样。
Verse 3 says that he roared like a lion.
然后他火叫喊呼喊完了之后，就有七雷发声了。
And when he cried out, seven thunders would utter their voices.
那这个七雷的发声其实就是神宣告。
And the seven thunders are referring to the proclamation of God.
那神的宣告一定有内涵的。
And the proclamation of God would have its essence.
那这个时候，其实使徒约翰他也听到神宣告的内容了。
John actually heard the content of the proclamation.
那他听到之后，他很想要把它写下来。
He was wanting to write down what was said.
表示这个七雷所发的信息很重要。
That means what the seven thunders said was very important.
结果他正要写的时候，天上的声音就说：“你不要写。”
But right when he was about to write, there was a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up the things and do not write them."
我们读到这里的时候，一定会很好奇，为什么当时候这个天上的声音叫约翰不要写出来呢？
When we reach to this point, we would wonder why would there be a voice saying do not write these things.
他如果写出来，我们不是就知道了吗？
If he were to write them, then we would know.
但是这个时候，神的意思是不要写。
But the will of God is that it should not be written down.
那表示是因为跟我们人有关系的。
It means that it's related to us.
那这个时候第五节说
Right now, at this point, verse 5 continues to explain.
他说我所看见那个踏海踏地的天使，他就向天举起他的右手来。
The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven.
那他举右手做什么？
What was he doing raising up his hand?
第六节他是指着那个创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的启示说。
6 says, And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay.
那这个时候他是个举手，指着，其实就指着这个创造天地万物的这一位神说的了。
So in other words, he was raising up his hand, swearing by the God who created everything.
那就是说他现在做的宣告是绝对的了，
不会改变
的。
The proclamation he was making at the time was absolute and would not change.
这位大力的天使他启示的内容是什么？
And what is the content of his proclamation?
就是第六节他说的，他说不再有时日的。
And is that there should be delay no longer.
也就是说已经时间到了啦。
That is, the time has come.
那这个时间就是神要让众人的尽头一起来到的日子。
This is the time when God wants the end of everything to happen.
哦，所以当尽头来到的时候，就是我们就不再有时间了。
When the end comes, we no longer have time.
那这个时候第七节说，但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。
At this point, verse 7 says, But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets.
这里我们看到这个主耶稣基督他的宣告，时间没有时间的，就是尽头来到了。
Here we can see that the proclamation of Christ has no more time. This is the end.
但是同时他又强调说神的奥秘要成全。
But at the same time, he emphasized that the mystery of God would be finished.
这个奥秘就是仆人众先知从神所得到的这个好消息，这个佳音。
And this mystery is the great news and gospel declared to his servants, the prophets.
我们就看到当神做宣告，当神的毁灭来到的时候，神一定接下去有一个相对的好信息要给所有人知道的。
We see that when God proclaimed his judgment, he would at the same time, or following that, proclaim the good news for everyone.
那我们现在在读创世纪的时候，
Now when we read Genesis,
从上个星期开始我们都在读创世纪了。
Beginning with last week, we started to read Genesis.
那创世纪，这是圣经的第一卷书。
This is the first book in the Bible.
其实这一卷书非常重要。
Actually, this book is very important.
这里面就记载了所有我们人类应该要知道有关救恩的开头。
It records the beginning of salvation.
所以这个罪是怎么出现的？
How sins came about.
这个人神的救恩是怎么展开的？
And how the salvation of God unfold.
都在创世纪里面看到了。
We could see all this in Genesis.
我们也看到了神怎么样来施行审判，来灭绝当时候败坏的世代。
We can also see how God destroyed the evil generation of the time.
然后创造了一个新的天地。
How he created a new heaven and earth.
所以创世纪第一章到第十一章，这个叫做在圣经里面所说的上古的世代。
From Genesis chapter 1 to 11, it describes about the ancient world.
那这个在这里面这一段里面有四件大事情。
There are four major incidents that happened during this time.
第一件事情就是神的创造。
The first is the creation of God.
第二件事情就是罪的来源，人的堕落。
The second is the beginning of sins, the fall of man.
第三件事情就是神用洪水毁灭当时的世代。
The third is that God destroyed the generation of the time with flood.
第四件事情就是洪水之后，这个地上的语言怎么变乱的，人的邦国怎么样到处建立起来的。
The fourth is after the flood, how the language was altered and how many nations formed.
那我们现在读到我们今天如果照进度应该是读第八章。
According to our progress, we should be reading chapter 8 today.
其实从第六章开始到第八章都在讲方舟的事情。
From chapter 6 to 8, the book is talking about the matter of the ark.
那就是挪亚的时代。
This is the time of Noah.
这是神当时候对挪亚所说的。
This is what God said to Noah.
凡有血气的人，他们的尽头都来到了。
That the end of all flesh has come.
因为地上满了强暴，都败坏了。
For the earth is filled with violence and is corrupted.
神说我要把他们毁灭。
God said, I will destroy them.
那我们在读这一段历史。
When we're reading this historical fact,
那其实就在反映我们要怎么准备我们自己面对耶稣基督再来的那日子。
We are actually reflecting on how we should prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord.
所以路加福音第十七章主耶稣这样提醒我们。
In Luke chapter 17, the Lord reminded us.
我们请看路加福音十七章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man.
二十七节。
27.
那时候的人又吃又喝，又嫁又娶。到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
你看这里特别主耶稣提醒我们，在挪亚的那个时代，人他们吃喝嫁娶，对当时候神所宣告的那个信息是不把它当一回事的。
Here we can see that the people of Noah's generation continued to do what they did daily and did not give heed to the warning of Noah.
但是到挪亚进方舟那日子的时候，他们才发现神所讲的那个宣告审判是真的，已经来到了。
But on the day that Noah entered the ark, that's when they realized the proclamation of judgment from God was real.
但是那个时候已经太迟了。
However,That was too late.
洪水来了，就把当时的世代都灭了。
The flood came and destroyed everything at the time.
所以你看，主耶稣特别说，挪亚日怎么样，人子的日子也怎样。这个人子的日子，指的就是主耶稣基督在降临的那日子。
The Lord Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man." And this is referring to the coming of the Lord.
那我们今天读到创世纪的这一段，我们就要去想一想。到底我们有没有准备好？我们会不会像当时的世代人一样，不知不觉被洪水灭了，还不知道怎么死的
？So as we read Genesis, we need to ponder upon what it means to us today, so that we would not die unknowingly like the generation of Noah.
彼得前书第四章第七节，他提醒我们说，万物的结局近了。
In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7, it says that the end of all things is near.
他说，我们要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。
And that we need to be watchful and to pray watchfully.
所以我们今天活在这个世代里似乎很平安 很繁荣好像很舒适
It seems that we're living a world that is very comfortable and also very advanced.
我们在活在美国这个社会里面我们真的觉得说在这里天气生活条件各方面我们都觉得可能没有什么地方可以在这里比跟这里比的
It seems that as we live in the States, the weather and also the living condition are really beyond comparison.
当然我们在南加州也有一些我们觉得 不满意不理想的地方。
Of course, there are also things we are still not satisfied with Southern California.
但是如果跟世界其他地方比起来我们在这里真的很享受。
But if we compare to the rest of the world, we are really enjoying life here.
我们在这个地方生活上面井然有序，各方面都是非常的舒服的。
Everything is orderly and comfortable here.
但是也就是这个时候，我们要特别小心。
But this is also the time we need to be careful.
因为如果我们不谨慎、不警醒祷告，可能神人子的日子就来了。
Because if we are not vigilant and if we are not watchful in our prayers, then the Son of Man could come anytime.
那在这个人的尽头来到以前。我们一定要听到主神所说的这个重要的宣告。
Before the end of man, we need to heed this important proclamation from the Lord.
我们一定要相对的对神的警告做相对的回应。
We need to also respond likewise to this proclamation of God.
为什么当时候神要毁灭世代
？Why did God want to destroy the world at the time？
因为罪恶很大，所以人他的行为都败坏。
Because there were great sins and men were corrupted.
当时候人的心思意念所想的都是恶的。
And at the time, everything man thought about was evil.
看回来创世纪第六章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章的第五节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
他说主神见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
你说我注意看英文，他在描述的时候，这个就是人的心思意念完全浸在罪里面，而且是连续不断的，一直持续下去的，都没有停止的。
According to the English translation, you can see that it's talking about every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil, and not only so, it's continually.
那所以这个就是好像就是一种啊，被这个罪粘上了以后，好像没有办法停止，就是一直在这个罪恶当中去思想、去生活了。
This is as if man is stuck to sin, and this is how he would lead his life continually.
当一个人的心思所想的都是罪的时候，败坏是必然的结果。
When all that man thinks about is evil, then corruption is the result.
那人的这个败坏其实让神很忧伤，心里忧伤。
The corruption of man causes great sadness in God.
第六节他在描述神后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤，并不是神不知道人会发生的这些事情。
Verse 6 says that the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So it's not that God did not know this would happen.
第七节说神造这些天地万物跟人，他说他后悔了。
It says that the Lord was sorry that he created.Or he made men in verse 7.
这里的后悔跟我们人间的所谓后悔，说我不知道事情会有这个结果，所以早知道我就怎么样，这个是不一样的。
This type of sorry or regret is not the same as that of men.
因为神不是人。
Because God is not man.
神不会后悔的。
He would not be sorry in the same way as men.
也就是说，全能的神他早就知道这件事情会怎么进行，会发生什么事。
That is, the Almighty, All-Knowing God already knew this would come.
我们人不知道未来。
Man does not know the future.
但是神都知道。
But God does.
所以人在地上会有这些行为，会最后这么败坏，神早就知道的。
So for men to have this kind of evil and corruption, God knew from long ago.
但是为什么特别要讲神后悔？
But why does it especially say here that God was sorry?
其实要凸显出人是怎么样让神失望的。
It is to highlight how man disappointed God.
也要凸显出神是怎么样的圣洁又公义的。
It is to underscore how righteous God was.
那人离开神的标准真的很远。
Man departed from the standard of God greatly.
所以人的行为让神真的很失望，心里很伤心。
And the action of man really caused grief and sadness in God.
那这个时候的人，其实他们如果从圣经看来，也没有多少世代，应该也不是很多人呢。
From reading this, there shouldn't be that many generations since the beginning.
因为他们的生活相对跟我们现在比起来，单纯多了。
So their world was probably a lot more simpler compared to ours.
古时候的人，他们没有这么多奇奇怪怪的事情。
They did not have as many strange things.
因为毕竟他们那个时候在神的这个创造底下，他们有很多可以让他们心里得满足的事。
They had many things created by God that they can be satisfied with.
那我们说从圣经第六章看一开头看到这个人的思想是恶，然后所行的都是败坏，从第六章看来就是从婚姻开始的。
So from these chapter we can see where man fell is really from the matter of marriage.
因为我们在读圣经的时候，我们看上下文的时候，我们会看到这个相关性啊。
When we read what comes before and afterWe can see the relationship.
第六章第一节是说，人在世上多起来的时候，又生女儿的时候。
Chapter 6, verse 1 says, When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them.
第二节，他说，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选，就娶来为妻了。
Verse 2 says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, of whom they chose.
第三节，神就说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可以到120年。
Verse 3, the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years.
这个圣经这样的描述的时候，其实在说明，当这个属神的儿子们，就是属神的这些人，他们在婚姻上 只是凭着他们自己的外他们的喜好就随意起来为妻，这件事情是属血气的，结果让神的灵很忧伤。
So what it's saying here is that the sons of men, when they use the physical things that are attractive to them to make life decision, this is causing great sadness in God.
那其实这个就是人类在婚姻上的堕落。
This is really the fall in man's marriage.
我们知道神创造人一开头的时候就设立婚姻的，神有一个婚姻的指导原则的。
We know that when God created the world, He had established the guidelines for marriage.
亚当夏娃是第一对婚姻，在神的旨意底下，在神的祝福底下结婚的。
Adam and Eve formed the first marriage under the will and blessing of God.
那第一对的婚姻很幸福，很美满。
The first marriage was very blissful and content.
那其实也是神对人类的婚姻家庭所设定的原则。
And actually, it also reflected the principles of God's marriage.
可是到了第六章这个时代，就是挪亚那个时代，那人在婚姻上就不再遵循神的原则了。
But when it came to chapter 6, the generation of Noah, men no longer follow these principles.
其实到了第四章，我们就看到该隐的后代就开始选择多妻了。
From chapter 4, we can already see that the descendants of Cain began to have many wives.
第四章的第十九节记载这个拉麦就娶了两个妻子。
Chapter 4, verse 19 says that Lamech took for himself two wives.
那到了第六章就看到，哎，接下去开始了，不但是该隐的后代，连这个赛特的后代，他们也都是在婚姻上很随意了。
From chapter 6, you can see that not only Cain's descendants, but Seth's descendants also took marriage lightly.
那第六章神所讲的这句话，他说人死无血气了。
And in chapter 6, it says that men were of the flesh.
那就是说，那个时候人已经不会很在意神的看法。
In other words, men no longer really cared about the viewpoint of God.
他说我的灵就不永远住在他们里面了。
So God said, my spirit shall not strive with men forever.
那我们在从英文圣经在读的时候，我们就发现，这个好像神的灵在人里面是要跟人相争的。
The English version actually uses the word strive to describe this relationship between God and man.
也就是我们人带着血肉之躯犯罪以后，其实人他本来就知道神的要求是什么，可是一方面又不愿意顺服，这个时候就是一种挣扎。
So because we have the Spirit of God, we understand the will of God, but because of our flesh, we're not willing to go with God's will.
那当时候其实那个人的那个心态啊，跟我们现在这个时代的人是有点类似的。
The heart of man at the time is similar to ours at this generation.
就像保罗所说的，哎，我们的情欲啊，跟圣灵相争啊。
Just like what Paul said, in that our desire conflicts with the Spirit.
因为神的道理，神的圣灵让我们知道什么是神喜爱的事。
The Holy Spirit allows us to understand what pleases God.
但是我们的肉体又常常要我们去顺服我们的欲望，让我们的心得满足。
But our flesh wants us to fulfill our physical desire.
但这个时候，圣灵跟情欲就会相争，就是一种对抗。
This is the time when the Spirit and our desire are fight.Each other.
那如果我们人愿意顺服神，然后去节制、克制自己的欲望，我们就会照神的旨意生活。
If man is willing to submit to the will of God, then we would actually we would control ourselves from our desires.
但是当我们的情欲这个力量越来越高涨的时候
，But when our desires continue to grow in strength,
我们就越来越忽略圣灵的提醒，那个圣灵的那个。力量就越来越微弱。
We would ignore the warning from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would have less and less voice.
这个就是这里所说的。他说：“我的灵就不永远住在他里面，就是我不会一直跟他一直争下去的了。”
That's what it says here. My spirit shall not abide or strive with men forever.
就是最后， 当人的情欲高涨到一定程度之后，神就任凭你去了。
When the desire of man reaches a certain point, the Spirit of God would allow us to do what we want.
那个时候人要回头其实就太迟了。
And when man tries to turn back at that point, that would have been too late.
那这个时候第六章的第三节，然而他的日子还可以到120年。其实这个就是神给人一个宽容的期限。
It says here, yet his days shall be 120 years. This is really the time of mercy from God.
在这一段时间里面，神还会用各种方法要把人挽回来。
During this period, God would still use different ways to turn back men.
这一段时间其实也就是让人可以从这个悲惨的结局当中转回 的机会。
This is the time when God gives men opportunities to really turn back.
那从第六章这里在讲这个婚姻的事情，我们就来想想看一件事情。
From what is discussed about marriage in chapter 6, we can think about several things.
第二节特别强调说，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，他们就挑选，他们就起来为妻。
Verse 2 says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful and took wives for themselves.
这里所谓神的儿子们，应该就是第五章里面所记载的这个亚当赛特之后的这个有神的形象跟样式的后代。
The sons of God mentioned here should be referring to what was mentioned in chapter 5 as the descendants of Adam and Seth who have the image of God.
那这个人的女子应该就是指着第四章里面所记载的该隐的这个后代。
The daughters of men should be referring to the descendants of Cain mentioned in chapter 4.
那第六章说人的女子比较美貌，也就是说，这个属该隐的这个系统他们比较有吸引力。
It says that they were beautiful, so it's probably saying that the descendants of Cain were more attractive.
那这个神的儿子们，这个就敬拜神的这些后代，他们会比较喜欢亲近这个属人的这个系统。
The sons of men would actually go closer with the system of the son of man.
为什么会这样
？Why is that the case？
我们现在看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章看第十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
这里特别强调该隐他离开神的面，住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
我们知道该隐他犯罪，他把他的兄弟杀了。
We know that Cain sinned by murdering his brother.
他是第一个谋杀人的人。
He is the first murderer.
那他被地咒诅，所以他从种地的这个职业，他以后不能够再从地里面得任何的出产。
He was cursed by the ground, so he could no longer reap from the ground.
所以神给他的刑罚就是他流离飘荡在地上，没有办法从地里面得出产。
And his curse is that he would wander around and would not be able to reap from the ground.
所以最后他就成为离开神的人了。
So at the end, he became one who departed from the presence of God.
所以最后第十七节就说他现在他就生了儿子，叫做以诺。
17 says that he conceived, he had a son named Enoch.
然后呢，他就建造一座城。
And he built a city.
所以，该隐呢，他现在开始不是种地了，他现在是要经营城市。
He was no longer tiller of the ground, but rather a builder of cities.
建造城市是因为他要应变神对他的审判。
He built cities because he was trying to respond.To God's judgment.
当时候，你看人要得食物，一定要从土地里面去耕种，然后得出产嘛，他才有粮食。
At the time, a man had to rely on plantation of the ground in order to have food.
但是该隐是他没有办法，因为他再怎么种地，地都不会为他出产的。
But Cain did not have any way to till the ground anymore because he was cursed.
那他怎么得到食物来养活自己呢？
So how did he have food to sustain his life?
他如果跟人家交易是其中一个方法。
He could trade as one way.
所以他要建造城市。
That's why he had built cities.
在城市里面就是人可以聚集的地方了。
And that's the place where men can gather together.
就是可以做交易的地方。
That's where men can trade.
这个地方就是可以发展人类文明的地方。
And that's the place where men's civilization can be cultivated.
所以才有人说，那个神创造这个美丽的世界。
That's why there's a saying that God created this beautiful world.
但是魔鬼创造了都市丛林。
But Satan created cities.
所以在都市里面隐藏了很多很多的败坏的事情，罪恶的事。
And therefore, there are many corruptions and evil that happen in the cities.
所以都市城市是人败坏之后所有的结果。
Cities are really a result of a man's fall.
那这个该隐他建造城市之后，他现在开始强调就是人的名字，把他儿子的名字留下来了。
What he emphasized as he built the cities is that the name of men be recognized and remembered.
他一样生儿养女。
He continued to have children.
然后等到他传到了他的子孙叫拉麦的时候。
When it came to Lamech.
这个拉麦的意思就是很强壮的。
Lamech means strength.
所以这个拉麦的人本来就是很威武有力的。
So he was probably a very powerful man.
但这个人他开始有多妻的这个做法。
And he started to have many wives.
所以他是多妻的始祖了。
He really is the father of many wives.
那这个拉麦其实后来也成了没有神的人他的文化的代表人物。
He also came to represent those who do not have God.
你看他娶了两个妻子，一个叫亚大，一个叫做喜拉。
Yeah, so you can see that he had two wives by the name of Ada and Zillah.
他这个亚大的意思就是装饰的意思的。装饰是 decoration.
Ada means decoration.
哦，那喜拉的意思就是保护，有遮蔽的。
Zillah means hidden.
哦，那所以你看他这个妻子的名字本来就有一个意思，就是他喜爱打扮的。
So you can see that the name of the wives represent things such as
喜欢打扮装饰啊。
To have makeup.
让自己变得很漂亮啊。
So that they would appear pretty.
那其实这个说明当时候拉麦是一个放纵情欲的人。
It's saying that Lamech was somebody who was after desire.
那可是他又是你看他所生的后代第二十节就要讲二十二十一节就讲他的儿女们嘛。
In verse 20 and 21, you can see the things that happened to his children.
他的小孩子都很有能力啊。非常有创造力的。
His children were all with a lot of skill.
所以你看亚巴是住帐篷跟牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
Jabal was the father of those who dwell in the tents and have livestock.
现在该隐他不能够种地了。
Cain could not till the ground.
他们要漂流在地上。
They had to wander around.
所以你看他就开始因应这样一个这个情况，他就开始去想很多方法，新的方法就出来了。
In response to that, they came up with many methods.
所以他们事实上是很有适应力的人。
So they were actually very easy to accustom.
到第二十一节，他们又开始创造一些音乐乐器了。
Verse 21 says, they began to create instruments.
他创造了很多娱乐的事情出来了。
So these are things that provide amusement.
其实也是人文化的开始。
It is also the beginning of men's civilization.
第二十二节
，verse 22。
你看，他们又可以制造各种铜铁利器的。
They can also craft many many metals.
所以他们发展很多的工具，可以自我防卫。
They created these tools to protect themselves.
最后，他们是可以变成就展开了所谓的战争文化，就可以去攻击别人了。
At the end, they began this culture of warfare, and they could attack others.
所以你看这样的。该隐的这个系统，他们的这些子孙哦，你看他们才干出众。
You can see that the descendants of Cain were very extraordinary.
适应力很强。
They could adapt very well.
他很有创造能力。
They were very creative.
他们知道怎么发展文化，怎么样去有娱乐。
They knew how to begin a civilization and amusement.
他们也可以自我保护。
They could also protect themselves.
他们变得很强壮。
They became very strong.
他变得非常有自信。
And very self-confident.
所以第二十三节这里拉麦他这样说。
So in verse 23, Lamech said,
他对他妻子这样说
saying to his wives,
壮年人如果伤我，我就把他杀了；如果少年人 孙儿我就把他害了。
I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me.
那这个，你看这个人，他就很凶暴。
So he's very violent.
因为他很有能力啊。
Because he is with strength.
所以别人都不能够碰他，一碰他他就把他杀了。
No one could touch him, and if they did, he would kill them.
那第二十四节他说，杀该隐的遭报七倍，杀拉麦的要遭报七十七倍。
Verse 24 says, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77.
你看这个人非常骄傲的。
He's very proud.
但是同时也是表示他很有自信。
But it also means that he was very confident.
杀该隐的遭报七倍，这是神说的。
God actually said that Cain shall be avenged sevenfold for being killed.
如果也就是说，该隐是有神的保护的人。
If Cain was protected by God.
但是现在拉麦说，如果杀拉麦的要遭报七十七倍。
But Lamech said now that those who kill him shall be, he shall be avenged 77.
表示说他现在看他自己，他的自我保护比神的保护还好十倍啊。
In other words, he's saying that his protection is 10 times better than the protection of God.
所以我们就看到拉麦这个人，他非常有自信的。
You can see how confident he was.
他觉得他不需要神的。
He felt that he did not need God.
当然，这样的人他不会求告神啊。
Of course.A person like this would not inquire of God.
但是属亚当的系统，这些神的儿子们呢，他们就需要求告神。
But the sons of man need to inquire of God.
因为他们是软弱的。
Because they are weak.
他们是会死的人。
It seems that they would die.
所以第二十六节特别强调赛特他的儿子叫做以挪士，那个时候人才求告神的名。
Verse 26 especially mentioned that as for Seth, to him a son was also born, and he named him Enosh, and men began to call on the name of the Lord.
以挪士就是人的意思，就是必死的人。
Enosh means man, one who must die.
也就是说他是软弱的。
It's saying that he's weak.
因为人软弱，他才会懂得求告神。
Because man is weak, he knows to ask, or to call on the Lord.
所以今天如果我们觉得我们自己不足，我们软弱，我们就会求神。
Today, if we feel that we are insufficient, then we would inquire or call on the Lord.
但是如果我们对自己很有把握，我们自己很有能力，我们就比较不会想要去求神了。
However, if we are very confident of ourselves, if we feel that we are able to take care of ourselves, we would not call on the Lord.
那第五章在记载这个亚当的后代的时候
，When chapter 5 talks about the descendants of
他在强调说，这些神的儿子们是有神的形象的。
It emphasizes that they have the likeness of God.
那所以，其实神的儿子们，他们很简单的要把神的这个样式，把它一代一代的传下去。
So the son of man were to continue the likeness of God from one generation to another.
就像亚当生了这个赛特，有他自己的样式。
Just like how God, how Adam gave birth to Seth, and Seth had Adam's likeness.
那亚当就是按着神的形象被造出来的。
And Adam was created in the image of God.
我们就看到神到亚当到赛特这个样子一直留下来的。
We can see how God created Adam, and Adam gave birth to Seth, and how this likeness of God continued.
接下来这个每一个世代都是这样做。
And then this is how it continues on from generation to generation.
第五章在讲这个亚当的家谱的时候就很单调了。
When it talks about the genealogy of Adam in chapter 5, it's quite simple.
就是生儿养女活几岁就死了。
That is just about giving birth to children and they live so many years and they die.
好像没有什么具体的成就。
It's as if there is no concrete accomplishment.
但其实他们的生活是按照神的旨意在过日子的。
But they lived their life according to the will of God.
因为神一开始造人的时候就说你们要生养儿女遍满地面。
Because from the beginning, God told men that you shall multiply and fill the face of the earth.
他们的日子都在神的计划里面活过，然后死了，离开。
Their days were lived in the will of God and they departed.
所以当人如果一直只有看外表的时候
，When men start to look at the exterior,
我们会落入一个盲点里。
We will come to a blind spot.
就是我们会很喜爱那些看得见的成就，会看得到的一些很好的表现。
That is, we will deem accomplishment or things that look nice as very important.
但是其实第四章里面在讲该隐的这个系统的时候，他都没有讲他们活几年。
But in chapter 4, you can see that it did not mention how long these descendants of Cain lived.
因为在神的眼中，他们就像没有活过一样。
Because in the eyes of God, it is as if they never lived.
但是这个赛特的后代，每一个人他们都写他们活几岁。
However, for the descendants of Seth, it would mention how long they lived.
所以真的在神面前活着的人是亚当的这个系统。
So those who truly live before the eyes of God are the descendants of Adam.
那如果只是看外表，我们就很容易的看到为什么第六章会讲到神的儿子们会看见人的女子美貌就娶来为妻了。
If we look at the outward appearance, then we would see why in chapter 6, verse 2, it mentioned how the Son of God married the daughters of men.
但是最后就成为属血气的。
But at the end, they became of the flesh.
那在这个婚姻上这样的做这样的选择，接下去就是行为一直败坏下去，没有办法回转了。
If that was the decision in our marriage, then it will continue to worsen to the point of no return.
所以今天我们有时候要弟兄姐妹要很关心我们青年的婚姻。
Today, we really need to pay attention to the marriages of our youth.
因为婚姻败坏，接下来的就是家庭生活一定会被影响。
Because with the corruption of marriages, the family lives would likewise be affected next.
你看该隐他那个时代，他行的不好。
When we look at how the deeds of Cain were bad,
因为该隐他所献的祭物神不悦纳。
Because his offering was not accepted by God.
该隐他很生气啊。
He was in great anger.
但是神就跟他提醒。
However, God reminded him.
第四章的第七节。
In chapter 4, verse 7.
神说你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳呢？
God said, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
但是你行不好，那个罪就伏在你门前了。
And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
那个罪就要恋慕你啊。
And its desire is for you.
说你一定要制服他。
But you should rule over it.
在该隐那个时代，他所谓行的不好是什么意思？
In Cain's time, what does it mean to be evil?
该隐那个时代有多少人呢？
How many people were there at the time?
他不就是上有父母亚当夏娃而已吗？
Isn't it just the parents, Adam and Eve?
他不是就是有他的兄弟姐妹而已吗？
And his siblings?
所以他行的不好，其实很简单的，他对神失落这个敬畏的心。
So for him to not be accepted, it's very simple that he had lost his heart of fear for God.
很有可能他对他的父母亲也不会尊敬的。
It's also possible that he did not honor his parents.
他对他的兄弟姐妹可能是很残忍，很没有爱心的。
Or that he was very cruel and not show any love to his siblings.
这就是为什么。
And this is the reason why.
他可以这么容易的就把他的兄弟亚伯给他杀了。
It was so easy for him to kill his brother.
因为他的兄弟其实也没有做什么错事。
His brother did not really do anything wrong.
只是因为他的祭物被神接纳了。
Just because his brother's offering was accepted by God.
该隐他这个情绪，他这个怨恨的情绪就留下去。
Cain's hatred continued.
所以他的败坏就从家庭开始的。
So his corruption began in his family.
他的罪就像在他的家里面开始出现。
And his sin continued from his family.
这是为什么罪伏在他的家门口。
And this is the reason why sin lies at its door.
要恋慕他，但是神说你要把他制服。
Its desire is for him.But God told him that he should rule over it.
所以今天我们在读圣经的时候要很注意，我们要实行道理，要从家里开始。
Today, as we read the Bible, we need to really start from the family.
我们要实行道理，要从我们怎么对待我们父母亲、我们的兄弟姐妹开始。
In following the way of the Bible, we need to begin with how we treat our parents.
如果我们在婚姻上真的能够尊重神的原则
，and if we can really honor God.In our marriage,
我们在家庭生活里面真的照神的吩咐来过日子
，and that we can lead our lives according to the will of God in our family,
就不会让这个罪成为我们信仰的破口。
Then we will not allow sin to become the brokenness of our faith.
我们就不会在信仰在生活上俗化败坏。
We would not become worldly.
那最后就不会落到像挪亚那个时代的这个结局。
And we would not be like what happened in Noah's generation.
他说当时代的人都败坏了。
It says that the people at the time were all corrupted.
没有人在神眼中是觉得值得被称许的，除了一个。
There was no one except for one who was considered righteous in the eyes of God.
在这个人的尽头要来到的时候
，When the end of all flesh is about to come,
神有一个特别的作为。
God had a special action.
看回来第六章第八节。
Let's turn back to chapter 6, verse 8.
那时候特别强调，唯有挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
It emphasized here that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
第九节说
Verse 9.
挪亚他是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，啊，挪亚与神同行。
Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
第十节，挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅、弗。
10. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
这里就看到其实神他特别拣选了挪亚。
Here you can see that God especially chose Noah.
他当时候是个义人，不跟这个世代一样的。
He was a just man at the time, unlike any other.
他所谓的完全人，并不是说他一挪亚都没有缺点。
He was perfect, but that does not mean he did not have any fault.
而是他在敬拜神的事情上，他真的尽心尽力的。
But that he really tried his best to fear God.
他对他的家人是合乎神的原则的。
And how he treated his family was according to the will of principle
of God. 他对待他的周遭的环境，他是按照神的旨意在对待的。
And toward his environment, he really did so according to the will of God.
他是一个与神同行的人。
He was one who walked with God.
他与神同行，意思是说他什么事情都有神跟他在一起。
By walking with God, it means that he had God with him in everything.
那经得起神的考验的，神的询问的。
And he was able to be questioned or tested by God.
他做什么事情都是按照神的原则来做的。
Everything he did according to the principle of God.
那所以你看，挪亚这个人，他很在意神的事。
You can see that Noah really cared about the matters of God.
他与神同行的时候，第十节，然后他说了，他生儿养女。
When he walked with God, it says next that he begot three sons.
所以与神同行的时候，其实也是生儿养女，继续在过日子啊。
To walk with God means that we continue to bear children and to lead our lives.
但有时候我们青年如果单身的时候，他会热心的聚会，参与圣工了。
We have some youths who are very fervent in attending services and participating in holy work when he was single.
但是有时候结婚以后啊
，But after he's married，
这个时间或者是参与圣工的程度就变少了。
You can see that he declined in his service attendance and servitude.
那有时候一有儿女之后，那就更难了。
When he has children, it becomes even more difficult.
那有时候我们就从聚会的时候就不见了，因为没有办法参加。
Beginning with their service attendance because he would no longer be able to attend.
做圣工的时候没办法参与，因为孩子有其他的事情。
And he would not be able to participate in holy work because he was busy with his children's commitment.
从本来与神同行，最后变成与儿女同行了。
From walking with God, he turns into one who walks with children.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，这个义人挪亚或者是以诺，他们与神同行的时候，接下去就是说他们生儿养女。
But from the Bible, we can see that Noah and Enoch walked with God, but they continued to build children.
所以生儿养女跟与神同行并不会冲突的。
So these do not conflict with one another.
那就是因为挪亚他这样的一个跟神同行的表现。
But because of his work in walking with God,
他成为一个在神眼前蒙恩的人。
Noah became one who was found to be worthy in God's eyes.
神观察了这个世界败坏了以后，他向挪亚显示了他所要做的事情。
When God saw that the world was corrupted, God showed Noah what he was about to do.
所以神就跟挪亚说，我要把这个世代灭了。
God said to him, I will destroy this world.
然后呢，你要造一个方舟。
And you shall build an ark.
神把他的秘密，他所要做的事情先跟挪亚通知。
God told Noah what he was about to do.
我们现在看诗篇二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇二十五篇十二节。
Psalm 25, verse 12.
谁敬畏神，神必指示他当选择的道路。
Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
十三节，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。
13. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth.
14. 主神与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
因为这一段圣经在讲敬畏神的人呢，神就会指示他选择的道路，他要做什么。
This passage is showing that God will show them those who fear him what he is about to do.
在神的道路上面他可以安然居住他的后裔也能够蒙福。
He shall dwell in prosperity and his descendants shall inherit the earth.
十四节特别强调神与敬畏他的人亲密意思就是神把他的秘密跟他所爱的人显明。
Verse 14 emphasizes that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
跟他说把自己的约指示他们。
And he will show them his covenant.
那表示说神很在意他所爱的这些人。
What it means is that God really cares about those he loves.
这一句话的表现具体的说明就是挪亚他这个世代的。
And this actually is seen in the generation of Noah.
你看当这个人的尽头要来到的时候。
When the end of man is about to come.
看回来创世纪六章的第十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 14.
神说你要用歌斐木造一只方舟。
God said, make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
分一间一间的做哦，里外要抹上松香。
Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
十五节方舟的造法是这样子，长300轴，宽50轴，高30轴。
15, and this is how you shall make it. The length shall be 300 cubits and width 50 cubits and height 30.
这个方舟的尺寸神讲得很清楚。
The dimension of the ark were given clearly by God.
用什么材料来做方舟也指明了。
The materials of the ark were likewise clarified.
要怎么做神也告诉他了。
And how it shall be built were also explained.
这是一个庞然大物很大的。
This is really a huge project.
要怎么把它盖起来他说一间一间的做。就是要有一个阶段一个阶段这样子把它组起来。
And how it shall be built is one by one, the room shall be made.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
方舟上面要留一个透光处高一轴。
You shall make a window of the ark, one cubit from above.
方舟的旁边门要开在旁边。
And the door of the ark shall be set on its side.
方舟要分上中下三层。
There shall be lower, second, and third decks.
然后神说第十七节。
Then God said in verse 17.
看啊，我要使洪水患难在地上，毁灭天下。凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一不死。
And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on earth shall die.
在所有人的尽头来到的时候，神为愿他所爱所拣选的人留下一条出路。
When the end of all flesh comes, God is willing to save the one that fears him.
这一条出路就是当时候神要挪亚做的方舟。
And this way of saving is the ark which God asked Noah to build.
我们跳过去看第十九节。
Let's skip to verse 19.
凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你都要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。
And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark.
这个
so they shall be kept alive.
那所以这个方舟目的就是要让进入的人可以存活下来的。
The ark is really for those who go into it to keep their lives.
那这个就是神他的爱。
This is the love of God.
也是在这个毁灭之前神留下的一条活路。
It is also the way of life which God had preserved for them before the destruction.
神要与他们立约。
God would make a covenant with them.
有这个约，最后他们就留下来了。
Because of this covenant, their lives were preserved.
所以从这段圣经呢，我们看到其实神他是充满慈爱的。
From this passage, we see that God is filled with love.
神也充满公义的。
And he is filled with righteousness.
他的慈爱跟公义在他的作为里面显得非常清楚。
His love and righteousness were exhibited clearly in what he did.
我们下午才要再继续来讲神他在这个方舟里面跟我们所立的约。
This afternoon, we will continue to talk about the covenant that is made in the ark.
当人的尽头都来到的时候，神这个特别作为要让我们可以存活。
That when the end of all flesh has come, God would give us a way.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
340